This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. The numbers just keep on coming from the removal of the dams on the Klamath River. We get several reports of various metrics and numbers from the project, but this one really takes the cake. 830,000. 830,000. No, that's not more funding numbers or more rate increase requests, but rather 830,000 Fall Run Chinook salmon fry that were released into that marvelous dam removal project that died. Well, I suppose I should use the official terminology regarding this. 830,000 Fall Run Chinook salmon fry experienced a large mortality situation, i.e., they died. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife made the announcement and added additional information that the Chinook salmon fry died from gas bubble disease when they went through the Iron Gate Dam tunnel. They, of course, mentioned this because that particular tunnel is going to be destroyed when the dam is removed. A couple of things came to mind right away. First, the Iron Gate Dam has been there for almost 100 years, yet releasing the Chinook salmon fry into the river to be exterminated by the Iron Gate Dam tunnel was a total surprise. Next, one would think that the California Department of Fish and Wildlife would be well aware of the plans for dam removal on the Klamath River and would refrain from just dumping these fish into the river while this project is underway. But then if you thought that, you would be wrong. I did find it suspicious that their end explanation was that the fry were killed by an obsolete tunnel through the dam that, coincidentally, will be destroyed and removed when this dam is destroyed. Again, what about all the fish and other wildlife that has perished as a result of this huge dam removal project? Now, one would think the department would be very concerned about that, but evidently not. While we continue to get pictures of dead fish and wildlife from this project, the prevailing attitude seems to be, well, everything is going as planned, and there's nothing to worry about and nothing to see here, folks. Really? My worry is that the next trick will be to take our precious irrigation water from Upper Klamath Lake and then flush it down the river to help clean out all the silt and debris from dam removal. Now, remember, they were going to dig all that out before they breached the dam, but evidently the plan changed as they went along. I can already hear it. It'll be like, well, you know, we have to take care of the endangered fish before we can be concerned about water for our farmers and ranchers in the Klamath Basin. I mean, the endangered fish always come first. What a bunch of bull. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.